Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that airstrikes against Hamas targets in Gaza have only just started and Israel is now fighting for its existence. Mr. Netanyahu said the military had struck around 2,500 Hamas sites in Gaza in retaliation for Saturday's assault by Palestinian militants. He declared that every place in which Hamas operated would be reduced to rubble. He said that those who attacked Israel would be sorry.
But I assure you, dear citizens, at the end of the campaign, all our enemies will know that it was a terrible mistake to attack Israel. What is done to our enemies in the coming days will resonate with them for generations.
Meanwhile, the spokesman for the armed wing of Hamas has said that it will start killing the hostages it is holding in Gaza if Israel bombs more civilian houses in Gaza without prior warning. The Israeli foreign minister has confirmed that more than 100 people have been taken hostage. The number of dead on both sides is mounting. Israeli reports say 900 Israelis are known to have been killed since Saturday, while Palestinian health officials say almost 700 people have died in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Thousands more have been injured. But Hamas spokesman Ghazi Hamad had this defiant message.
They will lose. 100% they will lose. We are not afraid from Israel. Israel did everything against us. Siege, killing, demolishing homes, targeting us with rockets, doing everything. We are not afraid of Israel. Gaza is not a picnic, it's not a garden for them. Gaza is full of fighters.
The UN chief, Antonio Guterres, has said he is deeply distressed by Israel's order of a complete siege of the Gaza Strip, cutting off all electricity, food and fuel. Accounts from inside Gaza speak of fearful residents taking shelter as bombs fall around them. The Lebanese armed movement Hezbollah says that three of its members have been killed by Israeli shelling across the border. It said it had responded by attacking two Israeli outposts with mortars and missiles. Earlier, Israel said its troops killed a number of gunmen who crossed from Lebanon. A Palestinian group said it carried out the raid. The border clashes have fueled concern that Hezbollah might join the war against Israel. A study by Britain's Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew has found that nearly half of the world's known flowering plants could face extinction, mainly through habitat loss. In the most comprehensive report to date on the state of the world's plants and fungi, scientists say some 100,000 species are under threat, including orchids, pineapples and grain crops. One of the researchers said humanity could lose up to half of its future medicines because 90% of medicines are derived from plants. World News from the BBC. The environmental lawyer and anti-vaccination activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has officially announced he's running for US president as an independent candidate. The nephew of former President John F. Kennedy had initially been challenging Joe Biden for the Democratic Party's 2024 nomination. Mr. Kennedy said it was very painful to let go of the party that so many of his family had represented, but that he wanted to challenge the current two-party system. He was speaking at a launch event in Philadelphia.
The Democrats are frightened that I'm going to spoil the election for President Biden. And the Republicans are frightened that I'm going to spoil it for President Trump. The truth is, they're both right.
Turkey has accused the Council of Europe of pursuing a political agenda with its decision to award an important human rights prize to a jailed Turkish activist. Osman Kavala was sentenced to life in jail in Turkey last year, having been held in detention since 2017 for allegedly trying to overthrow the government. The American entrepreneur and philanthropist Chuck Feeney has died after spending a lifetime giving away his fortune. He was 92. Born during the Great Depression, Chuck Feeney made his money selling luxury duty-free goods to travellers. In 1982, he set up a foundation, Atlantic Philanthropies, which had given away $8 billion to good causes around the world by the time it was dissolved almost 40 years later. Cricket could feature at the Olympic Games for the first time since 1900, after organisers recommended it to be part of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Flag football, a non-contact version of American football, and squash have also been proposed. BBC News.